away from.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. The Republicans are voting on a bill now that would, in effect, repress any protest in this state for any purpose. And it will pass. Fortunately, it has to pass as a bill, not a resolution, and therefore Evers can veto it. Evers can veto it. Here's what they're doing. They want to create, as they say, tougher penalties for protesters. So they are taking a page out of conspiracy law. And what they're saying is, if you participate in a riot, they call it a riot, which they define as an unlawful assembly and a threat of violence by one person. A riot is defined as a public disturbance, which is further defined as an unlawful assembly with a threat of violence by one person. Now, in the Black Lives Matter protests, they were by, and certainly in Wisconsin, they were peaceful. You can say Kenosha was not. That was based on the Jacob Blake shooting, and there was unlawful conduct there that was criminal and can and should be charged if somebody burns a building or attacks someone. But they would put the whole crowd in jail. This is a very, very important distinction. You must understand what they're doing. If there is something, they call it a riot, but it's defined as a public disturbance so that they publicly can say, well, we just wanted to stop riots. And you might think, okay, well, yeah, let's stop riots. Depends how you define a riot. It's defined as a public disturbance, which is further defined as an unlawful assembly and the threat of violence by one person. If one person threatens violence, that is imputed to the entire crowd. That is conspiracy law. That is the RICO statute, racketeering and corrupt organizations. The conspiracy law is one of the most effective tools that prosecutors use. They can use it to get organized crime. That's how they shut down organized crime. In my view, they can use it to shut down jihad against the American public. And the idea was, is you'd have a bunch of people who had cook up a criminal enterprise. And then if any one of them did something that was wrong, that was imputed to the rest of them, so you can get them all. Otherwise, the rest would lie and say, oh, I wouldn't have done that. I didn't know that. They are extending that to civil protests. They're extending it to civil protests. And so if you had, let's say, the George Floyd type march, and I'm not talking about what happened with Jacob Blake's killing in Kenosha. I'm not talking about Portland, Oregon. I'm talking about Wisconsin. I'm talking about Milwaukee. In Milwaukee, there were a lot of Black Lives Matter marches. And my nieces, my own people in my family marched in them, and they were great. If somebody in that crowd threatened violence, didn't commit it, threatened it, shouted at somebody, shouted at a police officer, that crowd would be subject, the entire crowd, to a misdemeanor. A misdemeanor is defined as something punishable by up to a year in jail. A year in jail. If it involved damage to a public property, and especially a statue, and they're thinking about the Madison marches that tore down the abolitionist general's statue and Lady Forward, it's a felony punishable by 3.5 years in prison and a 45-day minimum for the entire crowd. Now, there are a lot of people that marched on State Street because of George Floyd who did not tear down those statues. Anybody who tore down those statues, that already is a felony. That already is a felony. What is the purpose then of passing this except to impute it to the crowd? All that has to happen is a police officer says, all right, this is getting out of hand, disperse, everybody disperse. somebody threatens violence and they can start arresting people, charging them with felonies if a statute came down. If there's no destruction of property, even no destruction of property at all, they say it's a public disturbance with a threat of violence by one person, everybody in that crowd is subject to prosecution and they can just pick them out. Now, will prosecutors put up with this? Certainly not the Milwaukee County prosecutor nor the Dane County prosecutor. But what about the prosecutor in other counties in the state? And frankly, even in Dane County, Milwaukee County, if somebody violates a statute, it's very hard for the prosecutor to not bring an action if the police complain. Now, you may say, come on, in practice, this isn't going to happen. Well, this already passed in Florida. And in Florida, DeSantis had something else, which is unbelievable. He exonerated from criminal responsibility anybody who rams a protester with his car. I'm not kidding. If you see a protest in Florida, you're driving by and you bump or hit a protester, you are immune from criminal and civil liability, either for killing them or injuring them badly. DeSantis is a cruel guy. DeSantis is, he's weaponizing people who will hate the marchers to deliberately injure them and be exonerated. Could those people be charged as violating the civil rights of those marchers? Maybe. Is a federal U.S. attorney going to do that in all cases? No. Has this been tested in court yet? No. Will it be? Yes. Could it be overturned? Possibly. You must understand what's going on. This is coming now to Wisconsin. The Republican Party is putting voting on bills, and they'll go to Evers. He'll veto them. But if the Duchess of Foxconn, Rebecca Clayfish, got in there, you could be in a Black Lives Matter protest. Somebody could threaten violence to somebody a block away. You don't even hear them. You don't countenance that. And you are subject to go to jail for up to a year. You're a criminal for being part of it. And if somebody tears down a statue, let's say you're marching on State Street and they tear down Lady Forward, 3.5 years, imputed to the crowd, because it's already a felony to tear down that statue. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. The lines are alive. Don't hang up. I'll get back to you right after the break.
It ain't me you're looking for, babe.